You are listening to a podcast.
Netflix, you fucking dependent millennial.
Yeah, but I have my own Hulu.
Everyone's talking about Hulu like it's on the come up. What shows does Hulu actually have?
Seinfeld.
Can you hear me right, by the way?
Yep.
So, did you know that I've been, like, getting really into Curb? Like, I watched all 8 seasons in less than 2 weeks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know how much Larry David is actually worth?
A lot of money.
$400 million.
Yeah, he and Jerry Seinfeld are the two richest, I think, people in TV.
And then, do you know Louis, I can't pronounce her name, the VP, Louis Dreyfus, whatever her name
Julia,
is?
Julia Louis Dreyfus, the highest paid actress, yeah.
Yeah, but do you know, like, she is, like, in the top 25 richest people after her inheritance kicks in or something like that?
Yeah, it's because, she makes a ton of money from TV, but then she has, like, her family is loaded.
Yeah, Billy, I had no idea. And I've never watched Seinfeld, so I feel like I need to get on that.
You gotta watch it. It's my favorite TV show of all time.
How similar is it to Curb Your Enthusiasm?
How what? How similar?
Yeah.
It's like, Curb is like a, it's like a R-rated Seinfeld, kind of, but it's more, like, the Larry's character in the show is, like, a lot like the character George in Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, Costanza, right? He talks about that.
Yeah, he's kind of like, like, George is, like, the Seinfeld version of Larry. But it's not as, like, ridiculous because it's not on HBO. But it's real. Oh, I love it.
You see, I feel like I just don't like the shows where the laughter is in the background. I hate that. Because then I feel like people are telling me when to laugh, and I absolutely hate that.
I don't know what to tell you. That was TV for a while there.
Yeah, but do you know, like, CBS, I think, still does it? Where they have,
They're terrible. But that's just also because the shows aren't funny.
Yeah, but people, they always hit me with those facts that they say this is the most watched network and the highest rated TV show. And I see by the numbers they are, but I don't get it because the shows are terrible.
There's a million idiots in the world that love the fucking Big Bang Theory.
I miss The Office.
Yeah, that was a great show.
The Office, Modern Family, Veep, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I think Modern Family's good. I don't think it's, like, that funny, but I think it's entertaining.
I loved it more when I was in my youth. Now I need more shows with more.
I hate the youngest one, the little Asian girl.
Oh, what's her name, Lily?
Yeah, she's the worst actress ever.
Well, she's a baby. Or now she's a baby. She's like,
no, now she's like 9 years old and she's fucking obnoxious.
Okay, well, they can't just get rid of her. People would notice. I hate when TV shows and movies do that. When they switch up the characters after like a year. And they just expect you not to know. Like what?
That's what they, Fresh Prince, Aunt Viv.
You see, I've never actually watched Fresh Prince in a row. I've only seen, like, scattered episodes.
I feel ya.
That's one of my people's favorite shows, though.
the people.
That, and then Martin. My uncle's talking about, what the fuck is that? Are you vaping?
Why?
Because I just heard this sound. That sounded like you were sucking a milkshake out of a straw.
No, when I vape on the podcast, I always put myself on mute.
I think I just heard you vape.
I didn't just vape. My vape's over on the counter with a nice side table.
Talk to me about vaping for a second, because that's something that first off, I didn't know how many people vaped until I moved to a major city. Everyone fucking vapes. And I have a few questions.
Well, no, let me ask you a question. What? Do you classify juuling as vaping?
That's what I was just about to ask. What is the difference between juul? Like, what? First off, what is a juul? Where do they come from? Why are they so popular? And then vapes, why are they shaped so weird? And why are there so many different types of vapes? It's, break it down for me, because I'm genuinely confused about this whole thing.
You're giving me a weird... your voice is really weird. You're crackling.
I'm crackling?
No, now you're fine. It was just like being really weird for a second.
I don't think the microphone wants me to talk about vapes because it's just so despicable. I could be wrong.
what's the deal with vaping?
Yeah, all of a sudden it just was like vaping was in everyone's like life. It just out of nowhere, I feel like, came up, and it won't go away.
It's hot in the streets. I don't know. It's a nice little boost of nicotine, and you don't have to smoke. I don't like cigarettes.
Okay, so what is the difference between smoking and vaping if you still get nicotine?
The taste and the... I don't like smoking like a hot cigarette and it tastes like shit.
So it's not like, one, it's not hot is what I'm getting?
Yeah, it's like a... Well, it's like... It can be hot if you like... It depends on what your... What system you're running.
What kind of rig you got.
Yeah, exactly. At the risk of sounding like a fucking idiot.
I just didn't know how many people vaped, and I hate how they just blow the smoke.
No, the one I have is like, I got, it was like $25. It's like this little stick. It's not like one of those weird box things.
Yeah, those things freak me out. No,
those are outrageous.
Tape recorder.
People chuck up like a thundercloud.
Yeah, and then I don't get how they feel like they can just blow the smoke and not feel bad. At least smokers, like cigarette smokers, they blow it to the side, they blow it down.
Well, because idiots, like stupid vapors are like, it's not smoke, I can do whatever I want.
Exactly, and then they just blow it up, and especially in New York, I'm walking behind someone, I just get hit with this
mist.
Oh,
no, that's ridiculous. I don't do public.
Are you ashamed of it? Are you ashamed of your vape?
No, I'm not ashamed of it. I guess. I'm not going to, like, sit out, like, walk down the street just blowing, putting up walls between the people around me.
I hate that, and I hate how they think it's because... There's some guy in my office that was vaping in the bathroom. Like, he went to the bathroom to go vape. Which
I don't get.
Are you serious?
No, well, it depends. It depends on if the room
Step outside with the smokers. If you
I set off the fire alarm in the Omni Hotel by vaping last weekend.
Oof. I know we're not going to have many listeners, but I don't think you want that on record. That's just...
It happens. But I'm trying to move up. If I move out, I'm going to get a Juul.
Okay, so explain to me what a Juul is. I think my roommate Juul is, but I don't even know. Do you call
it's
it
like
Juul?
A little, I don't know. I don't know what I'd call it. I'd just be like, let me rip your Juul, is what I usually say.
But, like, you put weed in it, right?
No.
You don't put weed in a Juul?
No, there's, like, vaporizers that you can put weed in, but that's not vaping. That's, like...
No, I'm asking if you vaping. Put weed in a Juul.
What?
Do you put weed in a Juul?
No.
Are you sure?
Negative. No weed in the Juul.
Really? I thought the whole point was that you were allowed to, like, let you smoke weed.
No, it's like very highly concentrated. So, like, vaping, like a vape, is like more chill. Like, it's not as high in nicotine content. Unless you can, like, you can get juice that's like really, really high in nicotine, but like, I don't fuck with that.
Okay.
But a Juul is like really, so like a Juul is like designed to be like cigarettes, like the same level. So like one little Juul pod, like the little
things
that you put
USB
in with the
sticks.
Juice in it.
They're like
little USB chips. Yeah. Those things are like, I'm pretty sure that's like equivalent to a pack of cigarettes. One of those.
This is wild to me because like the cigarette industry, who makes Juuls? You know who makes Juuls?
No, I think it's like, that might be the name of the company. I don't know.
I don't, they're just playing us, or they're playing all the idiots that they convince that, oh, it's not like smoking cigarettes. Cigarettes are gross.
Well, I think
just grab this little thing and it'll be even better. And now people...
Yeah, but it's like a more... I'm not going to say more healthy because nobody knows really the health risks about this stuff, but it's not like, you're not putting like tar in your lungs.
I don't get out. One, history just clearly repeats itself. Like,
yeah.
We know people die from smoking cigarettes.
A lot of people use like, they use like Juuls and vaping and stuff to like quit smoking. Because with like, at least with like a regular vape,
I don't buy that shit.
Well, you can start with like a higher nicotine juice and work your way down, like wean yourself off.
That's probably how they market it. But then 10 years from now, cigarettes are going to be obsolete and it's going to be all fucking Juuls. And then they're going to be like, oh shit, we didn't know Juuls were bad for us.
Even for like, well, for these things, like for like vapes, you can get like juice that has no nicotine in it. So if you're trying to like wean yourself off, you can keep moving down. Like,
yeah, and you can get alcohol with lower and lower alcohol content until you work yourself to old Juuls, but people don't do that.
Yeah, they do. It's called quitting drinking.
I mean, I had a good friend that once told me you can't be an alcoholic until you're 25. So I feel like I don't really know anyone that has had to go through that yet. But I have some people in mind.
You can definitely be an alcoholic before you're 25.
You what?
You can definitely be an alcoholic before you're 25.
I mean, it was just a saying. Obviously, you can't. But I think he kind of has a point. I would say more like maybe 23? Because I feel like in college, everyone is considered an alcoholic by definition. Am I right?
I guess by definition, but there's definitely people who are legitimate alcoholics.
I know what you're saying. College. It was tongue in cheek, but what I'm saying is I think 23 is actually an age where I don't think socially, I don't think you'll be considered an alcoholic until after that age.
Yeah,
you're definitely
not
vaping right now. I can hear it.
I'm not.
Well, that's something fucked up with your Wi-Fi. Whatever. Go ahead. What are you saying?
That right there, I was just vaping. But you couldn't hear it because I muted it.
You blow like O's and shit with the smoke?
Eh. I'm not good at it.
So you've tried it?
Obviously. I've watched like YouTube videos.
I'm afraid of all that stuff. I don't like to... I mean, it took me, 6 years to start drinking after everyone did it, so God knows I'm never going to put a Juul or a vape anywhere near
Maybe six years from now, you might.
Yeah, when I have my kid, I need a break.
Ew, dude. You're going to have a kid at, 28?
Do you know me? Do you know my plan? For those of you that don't know my plan, I want to be married by 26, and I'll have my first kid before I'm 30.
Oh, all right. Well, you're like... pretty much the same plan, but you're like 2 years ahead of me.
What, so you're what? Married by 30, kid by 32?
No, 28 and 30.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe 32. Yeah, but married for 4 years before a kid, that's weird. That's tough. She'd probably find a reason to leave me
That's dark. I mean, honestly, maybe some guys were just... they finally convince this girl to marry them, and then they just gotta knock her up just to make sure she sticks around, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that was definitely used as a tactic back in the day.
I'm sure it still is.
Alright, that was vape. You were vaping.
Dude, I forgot to hit the mute button.
I mean, we can hear it. You just sound... I mean, I can't even say anything, but the thing is, I find, like, people think juuling, I don't even know if it's whatever it's fucking called. People view using a Juul as cool, and then a vape as being like, "Oh shit, bro, you vape sick." You know what I mean?
That's what annoys me.
I don't get
it. But I also feel the same way. I guess yeah, I'm definitely ashamed of it.
Yeah, I mean, how'd you get into it? Were you just bored?
A lot of kids that I worked with over the summer, they're all like between the ages of like 17 and 20. All the lifeguards at the beach, and they all vaped, and then I started ripping theirs as. It was a little joke, and then next thing I know, I was buying one.
See, you can replace the word vape with like cocaine or something in that whole analogy. Or not analogy,
yeah.
Sorry.
Hey man, nicotine's a drug.
Also, you're saying 17 and 20 when you're only 23, so it's not like you're that far removed.
No, I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying that they're all younger kids. It's a big thing in high schools these days.
That's nuts to me. I couldn't even imagine. I was that kid that I didn't judge publicly when I saw like my friends in high school drinking, but
yeah.
I would just be like, damn, people crazy. And I had my one other friend that didn't drink, and I was like, look at these people, yo. And then senior year, he started drinking. He had like a Corona at a party. And I mean, when I say drinking, we get a 12 pack for like 12 guys. And that's it. And I would not drink at all. And he drank, and I was like, damn, bro, I thought I knew you. Like, you really changed.
You're crazy, bro.
I was like, have fun in college, traitor. Never talk to you again.
Now look at you.
And now look at me. And then he came up and visited me like sophomore year. I still didn't drink. And he's like, bro, what? Like, you need to live. Like, you're not having fun. And I was like, fuck you. I'm having fun. I just don't want to drink. And then all of a sudden, I tried Smirnoff Ice. And
the rest is history.
The rest is literally, I couldn't even tell you what happened because I've just been blacked out for the past two years.
Now you're too cheap to drink in New York.
No, I still do. I just do it every other... Someone, it has to be an occasion. I don't just drink just to drink.
Yeah,
it has to be,
I feel that.
Someone visiting, long week at work, happy hour, social beer. People don't account for the social element of doing, like, not drugs, I'll say, but alcohol especially. We had like a work happy hour, and I needed something in my hand. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
I feel that.
It's almost insane to not have anything in your hand, just be walking
around,
you feel weird.
All right, well, you know what pisses me off is when like your friend will be like, all right, let's go get a beer. You're like, okay, so you go, and then they're like, oh, let's get another one. They try ordering like 3 or 4 beers. Like, I came there to have one and pay my like $5 and leave.
Where are you buying $5 beers in Rhode Island?
The bar.
Wow.
Why? Is that expensive? Inexpensive?
That's expensive. Happy hour here, I'm paying like $3 sometimes.
They don't have happy hour in Rhode Island.
Someone told me they didn't have happy hour in Mass. Is that true?
In Boston? I know they don't have it here. It might not be in Mass either.
Since when?
There's like liquor, because it's like Puritan liquor laws. They can only do it if they have like a food special. Like you'd be like, buy this food, get drinks, blah blah blah. I think. I don't know.
I'm telling you, New York has no such things.
Yeah.
There's a thousand ways to get drunk and fat in New York and die.
City never sleeps.
I've been getting some sleep. You know, not to brag. I might be the 1%, yeah. But what was I gonna ask you? Oh, are you on Tinder or Bumble? I know you were bumbling for a while.
Yeah, I more so just collect matches. I don't really talk to anyone.
See, that's what, shout out Matt Laffin. He used to be on Tinder like a fiend. And Matt Laffin's not a bad looking guy. And he would get so many matches, and he'd have like 50 some matches and never talk to them. Just be like, he shows up.
No, also because
I match with this girl. That's stupid.
I don't know what to say. And like, what am I going to do? Take them out on a date?
So this is what I'm getting at. So back in like college, I thought it was kind of weird, especially in Providence. In New York, dating apps, or maybe it's just post-grad life in general, I'm not sure. But I know in New York especially, it's like real life. Like people, I was talking to coworkers,
I know people go on dates. Yeah, people who like have long-term girlfriends.
Yeah, my roommate, shout out Michael, just went on a date for off of the league. And I like started giving it a try like these past couple weeks.
Off of what?
This thing called the league. It's for the elite.
I wouldn't know.
This is Sam Vaccaro. But and then I was talking to someone at work, and she's like, "Yeah, I've been on a couple of Bumble dates. I met my boyfriend on Tinder, blah blah blah." And I'm like, "Well, that's." I was saying in my head, I was like, "That's kind of weird." She's kind of hot too. But anyway, so she sent me this.
Your microphone just made a. What
she said?
Just made a loud booming noise.
I think it just picked up something.
Okay.
But let's let me fix it. No, it's gonna be too loud. No, you won't.
Are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. You're on live right now. I'm going to edit this part out, though.
I didn't know what they
did. If he's editing it out, I'm taping.
You're definitely vaping. That's what I was hearing before. I know.
The first time, I swear I wasn't.
What was I saying? Oh, so then she sent me an article, and she says like 25% of marriages by 2020 will be facilitated through dating apps.
I don't think it's that ridiculous, seeing as like... It was all about like websites and stuff before that, like Match.com and that stuff. People used those.
I never thought that it would be to the point where like people are actually pulling out their phones trying to find love. They're legit using their phone to find love.
Yeah.
Michael said New York is different.
Well, it's a crazy place. The world is a crazy place.
I don't want my story to be... One second, Michael's annoying me. What? Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't want my kids to be like, "Hey, how'd you meet mommy?" And be like, "Well, son, it was love at first swipe. You know, I saw her. She had a fat butt and her bio was pretty good. So, swipe."
Yeah, I swipe for bios.
You see, I don't even look when I swipe. I play the numbers game.
I do that sometimes. But
sometimes.
Then
that's the only
way
to do
it. Selective.
Because then I'll get too attached. I'll see a girl, I'm like, "Damn, I really hope she chooses me." And then if she doesn't, I'm just be like, "Wow."
I'll only message if they have a really good bio.
You see, I don't. I pull out all the pickup lines. I'm pretty good, you know? I mean, speaking of like just DMing people and just hitting people up on dating apps, I'm 8 for 13, which I think is pretty good.
Why do you keep track of that?
Just to compare myself to my friends.
Fair.
I don't think that's a pretty good rate.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah, you have go-to lines? I know you got some fire. You're pretty creative. You're one of those guys that can talk yourself into, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I try. I usually make a joke based on their bio, which I think is a classy way to play it.
So you do like the put-down thing where you make her feel bad?
No, that's terrible. That's called negging, first off.
There's a word for it?
Yeah, it's when you say something sneakily negative about them.
Oh, see, I'm more...
You'll be like, "Wow, I usually really don't think, like, red hair looks good on girls, but you look good."
Oh, okay, I'm definitely a negger. I neg all the time.
Yeah.
Or I'll just pit, like, especially when I put their sport teams, regardless if I have a feeling about that sport team, I just say that sports team's so shitty, you probably don't even know anything about
sports. Oh, yeah, well, that's a classic one.
Yeah. Or you hit him with the, I love the, you ever watch Master of None?
Yeah, of course.
One of my favorite TV shows.
Oh, I hit him with Whole Foods.
Oh, my God, yeah, all the
that's
time.
That's a good one.
For those of you who don't know, this guy in the show, he hits girls up and he goes, I'm on my way to Whole Foods. You want me to pick up anything? And I've gotten a lot of responses on it because girls are just like, what are you talking about? Like, what's wrong with you? And then next thing you know, we're in love, getting married, three kids. House on
that always happens to you, man.
It really does.
Married.
I also think part of the dating app is girls have the confidence that they won't in like real life. And you know, they see a tall black guy, they're like, oof, let me see what this guy's about.
Yeah, I don't know how that feels.
It's all right. I mean, but listeners don't know what we look like, so we can just pretend.
I'm also a tall black guy.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm taller than you.
How tall are you?
How tall are you? I'll just be an inch taller than whatever you are.
Yeah, how much do you bench?
Oof. You see, I can't get caught in a lie here because my biggest fear is someone will catch me in the gym one time, like about to bench. They'll be like, hey, you're supposed to be able to bench more than this. And then I'll have to lie to get out of the lie that I just got caught in, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just like lie and say.
I can bench a little bit more than that.
I honestly think I'm one of those guys that's going to start saying benching's not worth it. It's overrated.
Well, that's what you say, so that you just don't have to do it.
And then I'll just say, like, I'm a leg guy. And I'm no stretch of the imagination, a leg guy. I don't think people should work on legs. I really don't.
I think if you live in a city, you should be doing enough walking to not have to work on your legs.
True, 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 true. Standing, too. I want to get the facts on how long standing, you know, what it does for you in terms of burning calories.
Well, I'm a huge city walker, mostly because I'm really cheap. So, like, when I lived in London, when I lived in Melbourne, I would lose so much weight because I would walk everywhere.
I don't think that was it. I think when you lived in Melbourne, you were poor and couldn't afford to.
I was also poor in London, don't forget.
So I think there's a common trend. You know what I'm thinking? We want to get in shape. We just become poor.
Well, I'm already living that one.
Yeah. Oh, how's your finance issues? Let's talk about finances. You were in some credit card debt, but you're out of it.
No, I'm not out of it.
Tell everyone your plan that you
I heard the plan didn't work.
What was your plan? Let's go over it and see where it went wrong.
So I racked up a bit of credit card debt.
Naturally, fine.
So I got another credit card with a 6-month period where I didn't have to pay interest.
Of course.
And my plan was to use that credit card to pay off my first credit card. Little known trick
Which makes sense. Yeah, you know.
And I never ended up doing that because I just started buying stuff with the other credit card.
Oh, damn. I think that's where it went wrong. I could be wrong.
Next thing you know, I got two credit cards.
That's how they get you, honestly. It's not your fault. I don't think you did anything wrong. You were just trying
to... Hey, you know, I'm doing all right. I'm paying them off.
They sell you this dream. And then you think, hey, I'll just get these credit cards. It's plastic money. It's not real. Next thing you know, you're down four large. How much are you down?
No,
you
don't my God. No, not that much. No? Probably like two.
Jesus Christ. That's how do you sleep at night? Do you sleep all right?
Because it's not like I have to pay it all off like right now. That's the point.
I don't like... Actually, I was going to say I don't like owing people money, but I owe a mutual friend of ours quite a bit of money, and I don't want to put that out there. Because, I don't like owing him money, but I just don't.
We'll talk about that one off the mic.
I think something can be said about sports bets in general, especially when I'm very passionate about certain sport athletes and teams, LeBron James, and someone came at my man, and I felt like I had to defend him because LeBron wasn't there to defend himself, right? So, like, what kind of person would I be to just let someone be slandered? So I defended him, and then they got me going, and then we made a bet, and I'm thinking in the future, like, oh, everyone thinks in the future their finances are going to be better, right? So I'm thinking, no, I don't have money now, but by the time this bet comes to completion, yeah, I'll have money if I lose, whatever. So I make this bet, end up losing, and this guy who's supposed to be my friend is hounding me. And I just don't think it's right. I think it's...
How much money is it?
It's triple figures, so, you know.
Oh.
Geez, right? But I just think as a friend, you should have them pay, like, a quarter of it. You know, give him some shit every now and then and just let it go.
Why don't you... Did you offer to pay a little bit at a time?
I did pay. I paid 50, which is what, like an eighth of it?
Yeah.
Or six... I don't know. I threw the
guy... My friend had a similar bet about the presidential election.
Well, see, I wouldn't bet on politics. That's just, right. I don't know that. That's something I just feel, you want to talk about stuff that people always say, like, oh, I should have learned this in school, I should have learned that in school. And I'm not saying they didn't prepare us, because there was definitely classes we could have taken to learn about politics. But every politics class I did take, because I wanted to be a poli-sci major for like 2 years, was about stuff in the past and none of this current shit. And I wish someone would have just been like, yo, this is what's been going on in the past 10 years, because I don't fucking know. And I took
a poli-sci class freshman year, and I can't tell you literally one thing I learned in that class.
I learned about... it was like, imagine, like, you know, that second grade class when you learn about the executive branch and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I imagine that on steroids, and that's what I paid money to learn in college.
I can't remember if we even learned that. And all I remember is that my professor didn't, he had fake teeth.
My professor died the next year, RIP.
Oof. He had fake teeth, and he didn't bring them to class one day.
So what did he have in his mouth?
Gums, nothing.
Can you talk without teeth? Or is that, no, you need your tongue to talk.
Yeah, you need your tongue. You
so
don't
you can
need
talk
teeth,
without teeth.
But, yeah, it didn't sound the same. But.
What do you eat when you don't have teeth? Yogurt?
Yogurt.
Applesauce?
Baby food. Applesauce. Mashed potatoes.
Huh.
Smoothies.
I'm being honest with you. No teeth doesn't sound that bad.
I don't think it'd be good.
I mean, it's one of those things that's not bad, but like, if it happened to you, you'd be like, eh. I'm
yeah,
here now.
You can get fake teeth, and those teeth you never have to brush.
Oh.
I think you just drop them in, like, bleach overnight or something. I don't know.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's bleach.
It's probably some kind of mouth safe.
Well, I mean, you're putting it back in your mouth, so I don't think it's going to be unsafe, because think about bleach in your mouth. That doesn't make any sense, Sam, does it?
Well, so I mean, obviously it's not actual bleach, but it's a compound that produces similar results while being biodegradable and safe for your body.
Wow, someone's smart. Someone went to college, huh?
Wicked smart. Providence College, class of 2016, baby.
Providence College is in some hot water right now, if we want to talk about
yeah,
that.
On both sides.
They can't. I do not envy whoever makes those decisions. That is, that's tough. I told my sister, like, there's never been a better time to be black and apply to Providence College. But now, this new stuff, I was like, hey, hold the application. We don't know.
Right.
And I'm just mad, actually. I'm actually mad about both situations, because as a Providence College alum, I love PC. And you Google it, and the first thing that comes up, the first, like, three links, one, have nothing to do with basketball, which is just bananas.
Right.
It's about some guy dressing up as Lil Wayne. And then he tried to say he was reciting a Lil Wayne lyric. Let's get this straight. That's you don't get away with that.
I don't think I know that song.
Even if it's true, I don't doubt that it's true, but come on, man, don't say you're drunk. Say like
you're
pressured.
As a tall black man, I'm outraged.
I wasn't even. I felt really bad for the kids, and like I'm in this group chat.
Do we know what happened to them?
I don't know. They probably love this new situation that's popping up, because they're like, let me just slide back into oblivion or whatever.
Yeah.
But let's explain and act like people that will be listening to this don't go to Providence College or haven't gone to Providence College, which I highly doubt.
First, let's act like people are going to be listening to this.
Yeah, let's act like we'll get more than 5 listeners. But anyway, so the guy, what happened? So it was like on Halloween, and there's a Snapchat sent out of this guy dressed as, he said Lil Wayne, he was like a gangster, like,
Didn't look like Lil Wayne, he was wearing a UNC shirt.
Yeah, I don't know what the ghetto rap look that was popular in like 04 to 08, I think, like Nelly, think Nelly, or think like,
Or just think Lil Wayne, and you got the idea.
Yeah, true. So he was sagging, which I'm also happy sagging is now not a thing, which is, we've come a long way. But then he said, the caption of the Snapchat was, what are you? And he said, A, bleep, N-word. And you know, the N-word, I don't think has had a very good history throughout America. Just as tall black men, we can agree.
You might be right.
Yeah, so that was the first thing. And then people just, it caught fire. Everyone was trying to put out a post saying how much they cared about it. And I'm not saying they didn't care, but it was getting to the point of nauseam. Like, all right, we get it. Like, it happened, blah, blah, blah. And then this week, someone was stabbing a pumpkin they called Trumpkin, which is clever.
And it had like a note that said, like, if you're ever feeling stressed, stab the Trumpkin.
Just give it a good stab. And I think they were talking about Donald Trump. I think they were.
Call me crazy.
I don't know.
Might have something to do with the present.
And it was an orange pumpkin, which are rare. So, I mean, they really went after it.
What I want to know is if, was there like a little face on the pumpkin? Was there anything else?
Me and, yeah, do you know one of our mutual friends, Rowan? He's also a tall black man, which is just crazy.
Yeah,
we got in a fight. Tall black guys. I told him. That should be the name of it. The name of the episode is Three Tall Black Guys. So
yep,
we got
that's
it.
Us.
So then I was getting a fight with him because I said it's an effigy. And he's like, that's not a definition of an effigy. But whatever. Is that an effigy? Correct?
I think an effigy is anything that's like meant to resemble a
person, right?
A real person.
So
yeah.
That's an effigy. Right?
I think that's an effigy. I think that would count as an effigy.
I think so too. So whatever. So going back, the first incident with the Snapchat, I felt bad for the kids because, yes, they were racist, they were fucked up, but I don't think how they knew what they've done. Like, they just ruined potentially their lives in the short term, and I felt bad for them.
Well, I just think, why would you ever put that in public?
Oh, it's stupid, but the real culprit is the girl that put it on her Snapchat. Like, the guy could have said that and whatever, like, people do dumb shit, but yeah. Then she put it out there. If I'm the guy, first off, like, bruh. Like, you gotta
surround she's dead.
Oh my god.
If I'm that guy.
I hate her. Hate her, no doubt. Second, the girl, what are you doing? Like, what is your, like, what goes through your head? You're like, oh, this will be mad.
Well, wait. Let's preface all of this with a big allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. I love when people say, actually, no, we don't say allegedly. They did it. I'm not saying allegedly. They could come after me with our five listeners if they really want to. But I just I don't know. I felt bad for them originally. I think they're freshmen and they didn't know that Providence College has had been in hot water like on and off for the past like 4 years with that shit. So that was definitely not the school to do it. Not that there is a right school to do it, but they
there's definitely schools where it'd be easier to get away with something like that.
Yeah, and Providence College being 4,000 students having struggled with racial problems in the past 3 years was not the one.
Where everybody knows everybody.
Literally, you can't graduate there without knowing 90% of the school. I think that's true. So then the newest thing with this Trump thing, I think the school needs to show that. I kept saying this, the phrase, that same energy. Because I feel like, imagine if that pumpkin was like, or just a different effigy of Obama.
Like, yeah.
Oh my God. If we were on campus right now, we'd be hearing a march. Like,
the school would be on fire.
The school would be, the administration would be putting out tweets 15 a second. Like, yeah. They couldn't. Like, they wouldn't be able to separate themselves from it fast enough. But now with the Trump thing, I don't think they're ignoring it. But just because they didn't have the same response that would have been had if it was an Obama thing, I think people are getting up in arms. But I just think this is all nonsense. And I'm just mad that that's what Providence College is in the news for, when we got a basketball team that's about to make some noise.
Yeah.
And just fantastic alumni in general. So.
Really, really good alumni.
Really good alumni. All black alumni.
Recent alumni, especially. Like the last two or three years.
No, we don't go past the last year. So
I go past the last year.
Well, because you know, it's all right. We don't go past that. But that was a good spiel. I feel like that might be good. I might hear that back and be like, wow, I have no idea what I'm talking about. That's the beauty of this, because I can just edit that all out.
We just talk about, we're a pretty heavy political, racial.
Yeah. We
focusing
into
talk show.
Yeah, have you
we're
watched...
not afraid to. What?
No. No, you go.
I said we're not afraid to get our hands dirty here.
No, definitely. You know,
we're in the trenches
like vandals. We really get after it.
Oh yeah.
This is like hard hitting, non journalism because we didn't
investigative journalism.
Yeah, investigating as that. I googled Providence College today and got a little mad.
That's investigating.
Honestly, they don't say what level of investigation has to be happened. You know.
Listen, as a journalist, I know a thing or two about Facebook research.
We have an integrity, you know, journalism integrity. The craziest thing about that thing, or that was stupid that I said the craziest thing about that thing, but about that whole situation with the Snapchat, my mom texted me the girl's name, was like, do you know her? And like found that out all through Twitter.
Really? I've never even seen the names.
Well, she's a freshman and you graduated 2 years ago, so.
I know people.
I just think it's crazy how fast stuff spreads and like how easy it is for a story to get out. Before administration probably even saw it, it was probably over campus.
Absolutely. I feel like they don't have a handle on the social media.
Yeah.
I feel like it spreads quicker than they can keep up with.
What do you even say? Like, Father Shanley's written so many emails saying we're sorry in so many different ways. I think they shouldn't even justify it. I think they should have like a social media coordinator that's just like, yeah, we saw it, students will be dealt with, blah blah blah, we don't condone it, bang. I don't even think leadership should like worry themselves with it.
Yeah, but I feel like you have to, or else people will be like, oh, the leadership's been silent.
I think we have to at Providence College, but other schools, you can't tell me at UConn, if that went around, they'd be like writing out emails, they'd be like,
I think absolutely they would.
I think I don't know. I think it's because what's happened in the recent years where they really have to focus in on it.
But I don't know. I think just the fact that racial issues have been so huge in America.
Have
not,
they been?
Not just recently, but I think, yeah.
Really?
There's been, have you noticed?
Honestly, I might have been in a bubble. I didn't know race was... Wait, I don't see color, maybe, do you?
Maybe read a book for once? No, as a tall black man, I don't see color. Who benches a lot.
Read a book. That's rich. I think I read more now.
I just read a really, really good book.
What's it called?
It's called The Disaster Artist.
No, I don't like things that depress me.
No, it's really good. James Franco's making a movie of it that's coming out next month.
James Franco movie.
Alright.
Yeah, I don't read things that can make me sad or think about real life issues.
Well, I'm gonna plug this book for our 5 listeners. It's called The Disaster Artist. It's written by Greg Sestero, who was a actor and producer on the critically panned 2003 film The Room.
The Room. Alright.
You should look into it. If you don't read the book, at least look into The Room, because it's best bad movie ever made.
Sam just showed us why he vapes, because he's a hipster with movies. Like, who talks about movies like that? You just gave it, like, a personality. It's just a film.
Movie critics? People who like movies?
I have beef with Rotten Tomatoes. Do you fuck with Rotten Tomatoes? Do you, like, look at reviews before you watch a movie?
Before I go to see a movie, yeah, I'm going to pay for it.
I'll only see a movie if I know that it's like either a sequel of something I like or a story that I really want to hear. Besides that, I'm one of those people that's like, oh, that'll be great when it comes out on streaming in a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, if it's streaming, I'm not really... I'll probably glance at the Rotten Tomatoes, but I don't swear by it.
I want to know who's on Rotten Tomatoes. Is this like full-time movie critics that do this for a living, or is it...
They have two separate scores. There's like an audience rating, which is like people who've seen it, and then there's like a critics rating, which is like established film critics.
And I hate the established film critics. I hate when I love a movie so much, and what I do a lot is I go look at it like online. I'll just read the plot over again, see if I miss anything, and then it has a fucking 48 on Rotten Tomatoes, and then I question everything I know about the arts use or just good acting. Like, they ripped my man Will Smith.
Malik, if you liked it, then what does it matter?
I just don't like to think that my opinions and tastes are in the minority.
What movie got ripped?
Suicide Squad was actually terrible. That was the worst thing ever.
Oh, that movie's horrific.
But they, fantastic. But then,
fantastic marketing.
It was, it must have been. The soundtrack, like, probably put people in the seats, because the soundtrack was hot.
They made it look like it was going to be the best movie ever.
It was
horrific.
I hate all the new Batman stuff. Don't know, like, Ben Affleck should sit out. He's the worst.
I haven't seen any of those. I haven't seen like Batman versus Superman. I haven't seen any of the new Supermans.
God bless you, because it's terrible. Dark Knight Rises is the standalone, the best action movie of all time.
No, The Dark Knight is way better than The Dark Knight Rises.
I hate people that are like, no, Bane was the best criminal ever.
Batman Begins is also better than Dark Knight Rises.
You're saying Dark Knight Rises is the third best movie in the Batman trilogy?
Yeah.
All right, we're having a nerd out, and I want to stop it because you're wrong.
It's not a nerd out. These are incredibly popular movies.
I had a point to say. Oh, it was, fuck. What's that Will Smith movie where he lost his daughter and it's like The Feelings? And it's, Collateral Beauty. Collateral Beauty.
So Will Smith. Oh, that movie's so stupid. I didn't even see it. I just read, like.
Okay, yeah, because you read it. Exactly. That's what I was shocked
too. That's where they hire, like, actors to, like.
Bro, it was unbelievable. I'm a Will Smith fanboy. It's like Will Smith and LeBron are the best for me in their respective fields. Will Smith has nothing to do with the color. I know what you're thinking. They're also tall black guys, but no. Will Smith in that movie had it all. It was unbelievable. It was like his performance with I Am Legend and just like morphed into like a rom-com, but it wasn't a rom-com. It was more of like a very dark comedy that was sad. And I cried. I laughed. I rewatched
it. A rom-com?
Are those the thing, rom-coms?
I don't know, but could be. I kind of like it.
Unbelievable movie. Unbelievable.
Also, what was the last? I Am Legend sucked too.
You're bugging. You're actually crazy.
Let's check the Rotten Tomatoes on that one.
That will hurt my feelings. I know if people are like you, they're gonna be like, Will Smith did not deliver, blah 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 blah. Unbelievable.
I thought he was alright in the movie, it just wasn't a good movie. 69 on Rotten Tomatoes. That's still fresh.
69?
Yeah.
Nice.
Will Smith,
to be on screen by yourself, and when I watched this when I was like maybe 14, it was the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life, because I thought that could happen. I hate realistic scary movies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if there's zombies running around, like, I'm not scared of that. But when it's like,
I Am Legend. I Am Legend was zombies.
I know. I was trying to think of, but you know what I mean? It seemed more realistic than other zombie movies.
I'll give you that.
So that scared me. And like, and then when the dog died, spoiler alert. Oh man, that hit home.
His only companion.
Because who hasn't had a dog get killed by zombies? Obviously.
Yeah, mine was just bone cancer.
You just made this real dark, to be honest with you.
It's a rom-com.
Yeah, well, you know what the best romantic comedy of all time is?
I Love You, Man.
Nope. That Awkward Moment. I set you up for that one. You didn't.
I figured you were going to say that, but then I realized that's not a very good movie. It's just, I don't know. I like the characters. I like the way they live. I don't really like that movie.
I don't think we've agreed in this past 15 minutes. I don't think we've agreed on one good movie.
Guess what that Awkward Moment got on Rotten Tomatoes?
Not high enough.
23%.
All right, we're done talking about this because I'm just going to get mad. I don't want to get mad.
But IMDb, 6.2 out of 10.
That's a D-.
Yeah, that's a passing grade.
I don't want to talk about this anymore because you don't know art. They don't know art. They're not asking the right people, clearly, is what the thing is. Oh, question for you. So I walked by the Apple store just to see what kind of the mayhem's going on outside. Mm-hmm. People, like, the line is significantly longer than I ever thought it would be. It took me five minutes to walk.
Is that getting released tonight, the new iPhone?
Tomorrow. Yeah, I guess tonight.
Tomorrow, whatever.
I can't believe people still wait outside for shit.
Don't they know you can get it in, like, 2 weeks?
But I don't understand. Maybe if there's people that are getting paid for talking about, like, YouTubers or whatever, they need to get it, whatever.
Yeah, but, like, most of those people just get shipped to them, ahead of time.
What the fuck are they doing? I saw a girl pre-order it, a week ago at work. And people are literally, what are they doing? I don't understand that. That's one of the main things.
How are you going to spend $1,000 on a phone?
No, I don't care. I'm not talking about the price. I can see that easily. To be physically outside a store and wait, like, to sleep on the ground, you'll never catch me doing that. I don't care what it is. That doesn't make sense to me at all. I don't get what satisfaction you get from, let me sit my ass out in the cold to get a phone first so I can tell someone I got it before them. When you know in 6 months, every single motherfucker's gonna have that exact same phone.
I'm just gonna wait until my contract is up and then get it for, like, way more than I should be paying, but still cheaper.
You know what you should do? You should put it on your credit card.
Put what?
Put it on your credit card.
Oof. I might have to get a third one for that.
I think that a lot of people are doing that.
That's the move.
Convince your parents to take out a second mortgage and you'll be good.
Bitch, we had a second mortgage.
Once again, making this too real, too dark.
No, I don't know if we do. We probably don't.
I don't know either. You know, my dad does mortgages and I still don't know what he really does. Like, I know he is in that business. Like,
yeah, well, my dad is like a spy, I think.
I honestly didn't know what my dad did until around ninth grade, I think. Like, going into freshman year, like, teachers would ask, or, you know, not like pryingly, but they'd just be like, what do your parents do? And I'd be like, I'm embarrassed. I should go figure it out. I could always tell them my mom's a homemaker. I always knew that much.
We can routinely ask my dad what he is working on at work, and he'll say, I can't tell you that.
Oh, you were serious. You think your dad's a spy?
I don't think he's a guy. He could be a spy. He does a lot of secret government work.
Does he have social media?
I think he has a Facebook. I'm not friends with him, though.
Not a spy. Yeah, Facebook and be a spy.
I think you can. I'm pretty sure James Bond has a Facebook.
I don't know. I'm going to add him. I'll find out.
James Bond might be the worst spy ever.
Honestly, though, he's not very sneaky.
He goes to every social party he can find and introduces himself as James Bond.
Well, no, they're private social parties, though. They're, like, only 25 billionaires in the room.
Yeah, but he can't, like, you don't think the 25 billionaires are going to not know who James Bond is, especially when half of them are onto some illegal shit.
I don't get how this day and age, I just watched one of the newest ones the other day, how they're still so popular in this feminist world we're living in. Don't girls get mad that the female lead just literally throws herself on him at every chance she gets? Like, he literally just killed her husband, and then next thing you know, they're sexy.
It's Daniel Craig, you can't say no.
They were about to put my guy Idris Elba in it, and then people got mad because James Bond's not.
They weren't about to. That's just a rumor.
Alright. Keep the man down. See how they get you.
They should make Kevin Spacey James Bond.
Oof. Too soon.
Can't say no to him.
I'm not going to call it a witch hunt because a witch hunt implies that it's wrongfully being accused. But what's going on in Hollywood right now? Oh my God.
It's outrageous. Well, also, my mom was just saying, she was telling me, hey, now's your chance to get in there. They're going to be cleaning house.
Every day there's someone that is like, new accusations have come out, new accusations. Can you imagine once Harvey Weinstein went down? There's probably actors and directors
just
everywhere
shitting their pants.
They're like, oh fuck. Like, who do I got to pay off? What did I do back in the day? Kevin Spacey got fired for something he did drunk 14 years ago, which was wrong. I'm guaranteeing it was wrong.
Well, but then there's a lot more people who come forward and said that he did other stuff
too. Oh, I love when the floodgates open. Because people, they knew what happened. Like, oh, he touched me too, but I'm not going to say anything. One person, they're like, you know what? I remember when you grabbed my ass 5 years ago. Did you hear the thing about Terry Crews?
Yeah, I did, I did.
Do you know the balls you have to grab Terry Crews' balls?
I know.
And just did it. Hollywood was wild, man. They were wilding out.
They were crazy.
Y'all wild. That's probably my favorite thing to say when someone does something crazy. Just real quiet.
See.
Y'all wild.
If I was like a 5'9" white guy, I wouldn't feel comfortable saying that, but I love saying it because, you know.
I think it's the best because you know you gotta, like, someone could be like, how you feeling about what these guys are doing? You just pause.
It's like,
you
man,
wait.
They're wilding.
They're just like, yo, wild. I love it.
You crazy for this one?
For that one. You don't say for this one. You always say that one. You always that act one. Like it's in the past, even if it's happening as you want. You're crazy for that one. Try it.
You crazy for that one.
I don't know why you had to add yo. That is.
It's part of my culture.
I guess so. What else can we fill in the next 12 minutes? What else happened? What else happened in our lives up until this podcast?
The Houston Astros are the world champions.
That sports is for the other podcast. Let's not talk about this.
And what's his name? Carlos Correa one-upped every man ever with his
proposal. I actually saw this. I have a problem with it. If you guys watch Carlos Correa, who's a player on the Astros, propose to his wife, like, she does that thing
fiance.
That girls do, fiance, whatever. They, like, shake, they hold their face, and they say yes, and they run into her. She ran so aggressively into his arms, I'd be mad. Like, if I was him, I'd be like, whispering in her ear, like, why the fuck do you do that? Like, just make it look normal.
They fall on and made out on TV. It was dope.
Yeah, you also got to have a TV kiss in the back pocket. Like, you got to practice that. If you're in the limelight, you have to have if you and your wife have to have practice a TV kiss. Because they can't be overdoing it. Because then they're like, what are they doing? And it can't be a peck, because then they're going to be like, oh, they hate each other. You got to have something in the middle.
Yeah, you can't have, like, crazy tongue action.
Yeah, I just don't think that should be allowed on TV. That freaks me out.
Save that one for the bedroom.
Let's keep it appropriate, please.
Tongue kissing?
Yeah. That's for the French, you know? I remember the first time I did, like, French kiss, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just, like, a sword fight.
You kind of just close your eyes and hope for the best.
I wasn't a late bloomer. I think I had my first kiss in, like, 8th grade. Is that late?
No, I think I was the same.
Yeah, whatever. And I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I literally just, like, asked my friends. Like, one of my good friends, he was a player back in the day. And I was like, yo, what do you do? Like, you just blah, blah, blah. I literally just attacked her tongue with my tongue.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I still do.
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't think people do. Unless you really sit down and analyze your kissing game, which I don't think people should do because it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Or do.
Next morning, you watch the tape.
Like, imagine how weird it would be if you just hit up someone that you, like, kiss and be like, hey, like, how was I?
Was I any good?
Yeah, just want to take down some notes. Coach wants me to, improve in certain areas. And then you hit her up after you do a successful one. You're like, hey, I nailed it. Like, she really was pleased with the
thanks
work.
Thanks for the support. Yeah, thanks for the assistance.
I might actually do that.
Yeah.
That's like in that Office episode where Michael went back through all his exes and just was like, what happened? Yeah. I'm just going to hit up all my, I'll be like, hey, I'm just reaching out. Put them in a group chat. Just reaching out to see how my kiss game was. Just want to get better, you know. Try to make the big
league. A single group chat with all of them in it.
I should do that. I think that'd be pretty funny. You know what'd be funny? Hilarious. You put all the girls in a group chat and you just say sup and just see if they could figure out why they're all in it.
Oh my god.
Oh, well, let's call it. What challenge should that be? Let's make that a challenge.
I don't know.
We'll think of that one. I think that'd be funny.
We'll
to
think
do.
Of it.
And then just screenshot their responses. That would be hilarious.
Well, what would you do like for seven? Mine would be about 700 numbers, so they'd have a hard time figuring that one out.
Oh, sad. You know the best thing would be if you put like friends in it or like sisters in it. you just go, what's up, ladies? I'm sure you guys know why you're all here. That would be unreal.
Just tell me a little bit about my kissing game.
Imagine if a girl did that to you and you were in that group chat with like people like your boys. You're like, what the fuck?
I'd be like, Malik, what's up?
You see, I think it's different.
I would just block her out and all the boys would chat.
Yeah, I know. That would definitely backfire big time. It could backfire on the guy, too. They could be like, guys, this guy was so bad. Next thing you know, it's a roast.
Yeah, but then I'd be like, now I know.
I don't think I'd take that very well, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, I'd pretend to take it well, and then I'd...
Well, that's life in general.
Yeah.
That's just something we deal with. What else? Oh, so someone got arrested for politics stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to ask my roommate's my political correspondent, and he doesn't really keep up with it, so I don't know where I'm supposed to get my
Someone got arrested for politics stuff.
Yeah, it's tax. Let's just call it politics stuff. Politics stuff is big now. There's a lot of
politics. People are really into that.
I mean, hey, there's that one guy that's in charge of the politics, and he's. I guess people are mad at him.
Yeah, some people think he stinks. Some people think he's good.
Yeah, people make pumpkins out of him, so you know he's polarizing.
Mm. I have heard that.
One of the top quotes I always use whenever anyone comes at me with anything, I say, if you don't have haters, your shit ain't popping.
Wow.
I'll give you time to write it down. You got it?
I got it. I think I can remember
that's
that one.
One of my tattooable quotes. Because how can they respond to that?
If you ain't got haters, your shit ain't popping.
Yeah, and you can class it up. You don't got to be ignorant about it. You can be like, if you don't have haters, your shit, in fact, is not popping.
Classing it up, that's just adding like an extra word.
That's called let me get this word right. Sophisticated ignorance, that's what it's called. Right?
Isn't that Jay-Z line?
I think it's Kanye, so.
Sophisticated ignorance, right? My curse is in cursive.
Yeah, it's Kanye. You uncultured swine.
Wow,
I'm just dropping bombs, right? Uncultured swine.
Yeah.
I feel like I did so well on the SATs if I took them out.
Yeah. Well, that was a long time ago.
Like, my sister's bragging about her grades she's getting. And I'm like, Camille, I would body you right now. Like, you don't even know where I'm at.
I could crush the SATs right now.
The sad thing is, I don't think I could get a perfect score. I know I can't get a perfect score. I know I can't get into it. You think you could?
No, I said I definitely can't. I can't do the math.
Oh, my God. As much as I hated math, I really wish they like taught it and made it mandatory, because my math skills right now are terrible.
I can do again, like addition subtraction.
I could percents. I could do addition really well. Subtraction, one. I might need to write it subtraction down. Addition, I got. I'm locked, like no doubt. Multiplication.
Subtraction's hard because you got to carry the one.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. But then again, I sent out a tweet about this 2 weeks ago. Why do teachers make it seem all throughout my career that Google and calculators and YouTube were not available to me upon graduation? It's so annoying. So
people were saying you're not gonna have a calculator with you in real life.
Oh my god.
I never heard of an iPhone.
I never do not have my calculator with me, if you think about it. I literally will get a task at work, they're like, hey, just on this Excel doc, just do the pivot table, blah 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, I got this. And they tell me, make sure you use Google to make sure it's right. And I was like, I planned on using Google.
Yeah, right.
Like, don't worry about that.
Oh, you don't want me to show my work?
Yeah. That's another thing. Showing work used to be the worst because I'd get all the answers from someone and then they'd be like, make sure you show your work. And I'm like, I just figured it out. It just came to me. I don't have the work to show.
They could be like, you can have the right answer, but if you don't show the work, you only get partial credit.
Which I don't get, because if the system is to get the right answer to get the good grade, why do I have to show the work if I got the right answer on the paper?
I was a big show your work guy. I'm a big circle the final answer.
I was when I actually knew how to do it. I love showing my work. When I knew how to do something, oh my God, I'd break down every single step. When I copied off the laughing, please.
Yeah. I took one math class when I was in college, and it was like a retread of like my junior year of high school, and I aced that shit.
So I had to take math 108 and math 10. No, I had to take.
Yeah, I took 107.
I had to take 107. Did fine, got a B plus, whatever. Didn't really care. Didn't really try. Math 108. Let me tell you, oh my God, it kept me up at night because I would call my mom, and I'd be like, I know it's my fault for not paying attention to class, but I think I'm gonna fail this class. She's like, don't worry, you're not gonna fail. You can take a C. Don't worry about it. I took the final, Sam, and everyone was cheating. I couldn't even cheat because I didn't even know what to put down. It's like one of those memes where they're like, oh yeah, you don't even know what to, like, you're pulling out a ruler and you don't even know what to use it for.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. I felt like I was taking a test in a different language. I had to beg the teacher. Tough. It was the guy Schomburg. He didn't speak English too, which was perfect.
I don't know him.
I love that. And then I had to beg him not to fail me. Ended up with a D plus.
I had Professor Dramonis.
Yeah.
He was like a 35-year-old Greek stud.
I love how all the math teachers and STEM teachers in general are just foreigners, because Americans know that they give up after college. So that's why we have to keep.
I can't even know. My physics teacher was the nerdiest white guy you'll ever see.
Really?
I don't remember his name, but he was horrific.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not. That was a great class. I'm trying to think of all the classes I did really well in were all like group work, obviously.
Yeah.
And just classes where you was like either an oral exam or just. Yeah, all my classes I did well in were either talking or group work, which is sad.
I wrote a lot of papers in college.
Oh, you're big into writing, though, right?
I wasn't big into writing, I just was an English major.
Okay, so you can't say you're not big into writing, but you were an English major.
I don't like writing papers.
Then why did you become an English major?
I don't know. That doesn't make sense. You don't do it because you like writing. I like reading books, I don't like writing papers.
You vape, you like reading books, you criticize great movies. Honestly, Sam, I'm not sure you like the picture you're portraying to the listener here.
We'll edit this one.
Yeah, we'll edit all this out.
Just put an air horn every time somebody says the word vape.
Yeah, I'll definitely know how to do that. And I'm going to take the time to do that out of my busy day. I got you.
Cool.
All right, before we end, what else we got? Wait. Oh, there's another one. Jeez. Oh. Ooh. Jeez. You hear that? That come across good?
Yeah.
I just sneezed in everyone's ear. I hope that spikes the volume. People have to like throw their headphones out.
Sneezing in America's ear.
Well, I mean, we don't have to limit this to America. We can take this global.
Let's just limit it to America.
We can bring it to Africa, because Africa's a country and a continent.
Is a great country.
Africa is the best country.
Agreed.
All right, what else happened this week that we could speak on, that people want to listen to our views on? Because I know they do want to listen to a lot of them, but you know. Let's try to focus on one last thing. What do you got?
I got nothing.
We covered politics, because there's a lot of politics going on.
A lot of politics.
Sports. Everyone's getting injured, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James, best basketball player of all time. Harvey Weinstein opened the floodgates. Everyone was touched.
Everyone was touched by that news.
That's not funny.
My God. Did you see what Clayton Kershaw said?
What?
About losing the World Series.
What happened? What did he say?
He said, quote, maybe one of these days I won't fail.
Okay.
That's dark.
No. I'm going to go in on him. One of these days I won't fail. How much does... Let me ask my baseball correspondent real quick. Michael, how much does Clayton Kershaw get paid?
A lot.
He gets paid a lot. And that's straight from the mouth of a... From the mouth.
$20 million.
Over $20 million. And it's guaranteed. So he's got that money in his pocket. And he's saying, maybe sometimes I won't fail. What is failing to him?
And then he said, quote, I think once the dust settles and we go home, we can realize that we had a pretty amazing season and we finished in second place, which nobody cares about or remembers.
I'm hearing from my baseball correspondent. It's one of the biggest contracts of all time. And he's saying, honestly, though, maybe I'm looking at this wrong, and he set the bar so high for himself, he hasn't achieved it. And at which case, I respect him. But sitting here on my couch in my apartment with a fake wall, and he's saying he failed because he has one of the biggest contracts of all time.
He just wants to win.
No, he's saying he failed. I'm sorry, I'm talking to my baseball correspondent. I don't know. Maybe the guy's just, like, mind game, like, I don't know what
Maybe he's just a little down on himself.
I mean, he lost the World Series.
Yeah. If you're not first, you're last.
The real loser is the pitcher, Yu Darvish, who absolutely sucks. But besides that, he can't, one, he can't defend himself because he can't speak English. And two, I don't even know if he knows when people are talking bad about him because he can't understand English.
Well, they were talking bad about him.
Well, I mean, we weren't in the locker room.
That guy on the Astros.
Yeah, I love how he said he didn't mean it and it wasn't supposed to be offensive or something. Yeah. That's like the kid with the Snapchat saying, like, no, that's not offensive. That's just...
He also called him, in Spanish, he called him a little Chinese boy. And he's Japanese.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that's tough. Clayton Kershaw's a failure with the biggest contract in baseball. I'm thinking about it all wrong. I like that move. Because failing to him is anything short of winning, which I like. So I'm going to take that back. That 3-minute thing I just said about Kershaw. I love you.
I love you, Clayton.
Actually, I don't love him, actually. Because I don't think baseball players should get guaranteed money. So now I'm backtracking on my backtrack.
So you're just tracking?
Yeah. Yes, all right, I think this is a good app.
I think it is.
$30 million a year I got for my the final amount for
that's not bad.
Correspondent. Yeah. I mean, it don't mean a thing without the ring.
Right.
See what I'm saying? See what I did there?
That's America, baby.
Don't mean a thing without the ring. I'm actually going to claim that I coined that phrase. And so if anyone hears that, I said it. I wonder if you could coin phrases. Because if you can, I have a lot of phrases to submit.
You can. Coining a phrase just means making it up.
Okay, let me rephrase. I wonder if you could.
Trademark
a phrase. Well, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, but that only you only get paid or something like that when they use it in like a publication or something.
Yeah, you can get paid every time somebody says it
on a TV or on radio. But if I just I'm saying it with my friends, we need to look into that. If you could actually somehow monetize a phrase so that every time someone says it, you get paid. That's what Amazon needs to look into.
I'm telling you right now, you can't.
Skynet could go live. Amazon could have drones with microphones everywhere, and every time someone says a phrase that I coined, they'll have a lot. I could.
Are you saying coined or corned?
What would corn be?
Corn's not a thing.
I said coined. I'm saying coined.
Oh, it sounds like an R.
I'm a little stuffed up. I have like speech impediments, and you just pointed it out to all our listeners, and I don't really appreciate that.
You should get some CVS brand Sudafed.
Why CVS brand?
Because that's the one I got today. You have to like give them your license so that they know you're not cooking meth.
Is that lean? You want that lean?
No, it's just Sudafed.
Yo, wow.
Pseudoephedrine.
You crazy for that one, yo. Alright, so let's do a recap. We learned that racism is still bad, I guess, or has been bad. I didn't know we had a problem with that in America, but I guess you pointed that out to me. Whatever. We learned that, what else did we learn today? Oh, Harvey Weinstein.
Kershaw is a failure, but he's not a failure.
Yeah, I mean, depends who you ask him what mood I'm in.
He's the richest failure in the world.
That we know of.
at this time.
That we know personally. You know, Clayton Kershaw is good friends with one of our good friends.
Really?
Matt Stafford, or homeboy.
Oh, yeah. Matt Stafford. So we'll have to have him on the show.
Yeah, I think we could actually work that out, to be honest with you.
We'll talk to his people.
Yeah. What else? What else did we learn? We learned a lot.
We learned a lot today.
So that's good.
And we're still missing our one co-host.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Yeah, there's another guy supposed to be on the show. He sucks. He makes smoothies. He's more left than Sam is, and Sam vapes and likes movies. So that's this guy's as left as. Who would have thought ever that a black minority would be the most conservative person out of out of the group. Well, you're also tall black, so that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so.
I can't wait to have Dan on the show eventually, whenever Maggie, his girlfriend, allows him to go on.
She lets him go live.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. To be determined. Oh, we never did an intro. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to edit this. So we're going to pause in a second, and then we're going to edit the intro to be, even though we're saying at the end of the show, it's going to be at the beginning of the show.
It'll be a nice little inception, mind twist.
Yeah, so you guys are going to hear us say, like, hey, this is so-and-so, and this is our podcast, but it's going to be after we say goodbye. So right now
we're actually saying it later. Which is, you can wrap your little brains around that one.
I know, we just blew that up. That's like math class all over again. But yeah, so thanks for listening to our many listeners out there.
Can't wait to hear from you guys.
Thanks, Mom. All right, that's a wrap.
See ya.
You just listened to a podcast. Thank you.